Hello.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
You're the first to arrive.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So we will begin with Pasuk 131 in section 7 of Parashat Vayera. And we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kudsha b'richu ishkin tebit hilu urhimu udhilu udhilu urhimu v'yakta l'shem yudhe b'vavhe v'yehuda shalim b'shem v'al Yisrael l'mud Torah mitzvah l'asok Torah mitzvah Vahino Amadunai Elohim Lelena Maseya Deno Kanine Lena Maseya Deno Kaninehu. Da Mar Rabbi Yehuda Kach Darko Shel Tzadik Kewan Sharoe Shemanin Dino Eino Mitacher Lashuvu Hit Palel Uchachriv heldo v'damo lifnei tzuro ad shem yistachlkin va'alei chadein mimenu. The translation, Rabbi Yehuda continued, this is the way of the righteous. As soon as he realizes that the angels are examining his case, he immediately repents, prays, and offers his fat and blood as a sacrifice before his maker, until the persecutors have gone. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written. When do the persecutors examine your case? Three times a day. Yet only twice a day do we say the incense offering. Why? Because the Bet Din takes place each night, yet not in the world of action. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I'm having a hard time making it fit with our discussion for the last few days, so I hope someone else has some ideas. And I'm just having a hard time. I hear birds, I hear noise, I hear movement, I hear talking in the background. And this isn't the back home this time. So I don't know what to do except listen best I can.
Part of it is that you're allowing these other things to distract you away from the core concentration. And it's really being brought to you as a teaching tool so that you start to learn how to stay focused. I'm sure you know how to stay focused, but these things you're allowing them to distract you.
Well, I'm following.
So
I have it right in front of me.
But we know when you're talking about the Zohar, you can understand every word. And yet it doesn't make sense when you put it all together and you hear the verse. That's just the nature of the Zohar.
I don't think so. I think these are people who aren't muting, and they're outside, or they're in their kitchen working. And for some reason, I have super hearing, and it's, I'm having a hard time with words being broken off. But I'll accept your explanation.
Well, I just
I'll give you additional information. It's only you and Malka offline.
I've muted. Hello? Can you hear me? I'm muted, and I'm not on speaker, so maybe that'll help Hanna. And I'm inside the house, not outside. So I'm muted, and when I have some questions, I'll unmute. And maybe that'll help her hear the teaching.
Thank you.
Understood.
Okay.
So should I go on, or should I wait until you what's your feeling, Hanna?
Well, have you something to add? I think the righteous do. We try to be righteous as we can, and of course we examine ourselves at least every night before we go to sleep. And
understood.
If we do see something that happened during the day, and we ask forgiveness and try again. You know, like this morning I fussed at Tony because, not really fussed at him, but he wanted to eat a cinnamon roll. And he shouldn't have, he shouldn't eat a cinnamon roll. But I should have just let him eat his cinnamon roll. You know, that was something I should have been binding by striking. I can't be his mother. I've learned that I have to let him be his own person. And so I messed up. But at least I caught him on the day. So hopefully tomorrow I'll do better.
Correct. The verse is talking about a righteous person is going to do teshuvah. And a righteous person does that teshuvah whenever the spiritual courts are meeting in session. And the verse asks, how do you know when that is? And the answer is, it's three times a day. Every time we pray, we pray at the times when the sacrifices in the temples were being performed. And those times were exact for when the upper worlds were, the Bet-Dins were meeting. But the question then is, why do we only say the incense offering twice a day and not three times a day? And the physical answer would be, well, the evening prayer is not obligatory. But it really is obligatory. So why don't we say the incense offering in the evening as well as the other two times? And the answer is, in the world of action, at night, there's no need for those judgments to take place. In the spiritual world, there's no night. There's no lack of light. So the incense offering needs to be said in the upper worlds, but not in the physical world. Because when there's a lack of light, the incense offering is not going to bring you closer to the light. Because the fact that it's a lack of light, you're distant. And that's what happens in the evening. So I'll go on to verse 132.
Okay, thank you for that.
Tike one shea mar vaisa e na yar v'hine shlosha anashim nitzavim halav maketiv banshama v'amaher Avraham ha'ohela el sarah v'tipazon uvim chirut v'lo shun ha'kava miyad Mimacheret Panshama Etzel Haguf Behafaziro Limutav Ulvakesh Bamer Sheitzkaper Lo Ad Shemistalkin Mimeno Viale Sheyadin. The translation, after saying, and he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. What does it say about the soul? And Abraham hastened into the tent to Sarah. He went in a rush without any delay, as the soul hastens to the body to bring it back to the right path and search for anything that may atone for its sins, until the prosecutors depart from it. My commentary is that the verse is as clear as written. Questions, comments, thoughts?
So our soul helps us get back the body on the right track. I like that.
That's really what the soul is supposed to do. It's supposed to learn how to control the body.
Right.
So the three men represent a Bet Din. And so when they come and they're essentially manifesting the Bet Din, they're manifesting the judgment. And so the question is being asked, where is the soul while they're in the Bet Din, while they're doing the judgment, where's the soul? And the soul, we learned in the first verse we read tonight, the soul is doing teshuvah. But it's also, at the same time, it's multitasking. It's doing teshuvah for its own actions, but it's also having to bring the body back into balance, back into doing the right thing. Because the body will naturally stray away from the balanced path. Pasuk 133. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mad v'Avraham as v'Sara Zekenim Bayim Bayamim Hadal Liyot L'Sara Orach Kanashim Ela Kewan Shehan Shama Omedet b'ma'alata v'haguf nisha b'aretz mikama shanim b'ayim v'yamim shanim v'yamim harbe v'hadal v'tlatzet v'lavo v'lavor orach Ishar kol adam it basar leha hayot aguf. The translation, Rabbi Eliezer said, why does it say, now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in days, and the manner of women ceased to be with Sarah? Because the soul preserved its stature and the body remained on earth for all those years.
advanced in days. It is after many years and days that it ceases to come to and from, like other men, and it is announced that the body shall be resurrected. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written. This pasuk is hinting that each body must have a heavenly announcement for its resurrection. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I was thinking just today of how many people in our families on both sides and friends have passed away, and realizing that some have already been 40, 50 years. And I was thinking about, you know, the longing they must have had, for, you know, for the resurrection of the body. And then you think back thousands of years that, you know, all these souls waiting for the resurrection. It's a, I don't know, but that's the thoughts that came to me this morning.
That's a valid thought. It's very much part of it. As we get closer to the resurrection, more and more people are going to be tapped into that. I'll call it an antenna, but it's basically the system that is bringing the thoughts. Because without consciousness, without direction, things don't happen. And so, you know, people have to be thinking about the resurrection for the resurrection to come into place.
What's the heavenly announcement? Can you expunge on that?
Where do your thoughts come from, Malka?
Comes from
do
the...
Do you think they come from within... Do you think they come from within yourself?
Yes. Well, through... Well,
it's a trick question.
It's the way our souls and bodies and mechanism comes into us by our the Keter Hochman Bina, I guess, the thought, the wisdom, knowledge, you know, component. And
but that's not the way the system works. That's not the way the system is working.
Okay.
You have a brain. Your brain is the physical organ that's in your head. The thoughts come from outside of your physical organ. Essentially, your physical brain is an antenna that attracts thoughts. The thoughts come from two sources, and only two. They come from Hashem, and they come from Satan. So the description that of the heavenly voice is that radio station, for lack of a better description. It's the two radio stations, one transmitting the negative thoughts and one transmitting the positive thoughts. And dealing with those, the heavenly voice, those are where your thoughts are coming from. They don't come from inside of you. They come from these two radio stations. Which one will you listen to?
So that's the heavenly, so is that what you mean by heavenly announcements?
Yes. It's a verbal description of the thoughts that you're going to have. And those thoughts come from one of two sources. And you have a choice of ignoring the thoughts that come from the negative system and only concentrate on what the thoughts are from Hashem.
Hello.
I'm here. We're almost out of time, so I'm not going to go on to another verse. So
right. The
question is, do you have more thoughts on these three?
Malka, does it affect you not being able to hear if you have to be muted? Because when you're muted, it cleared up. And I mean, I follow word by word along with him, and I have a notepad, and I don't know how to be any more focused than I could be focused.
Sometimes he's in and out. I kind of missed probably a few seconds of what he was trying to tell me, and then he came back through. So it's kind of, I mean, I can hear him. It's not crackling or anything like that, but sometimes it cuts out.
Because I was thinking maybe I should not to come on. You know, maybe I'm not supposed to be the one to be on.
No, I can hear everything he says pretty clear, but sometimes the words, sometimes he's, you know, I don't hear him, and then I do hear him. But it's only for like a second or so.
Because I don't want to stomp you from being, you know, from being.
Oh, no. I'm fine. I am. I can adjust. You know, I can adjust to anything. So I can mute and hear everything. I just want you to hear plainly. So that's no problem. No, you continue doing what you're doing. And I can fix the problem on my end. I just sometimes being muted too, he kind of drops out a little bit.
It also
relates to the
weather.
That's why I was saying hello, hello, hello. Yeah, it's true.
Definitely. So other days you don't have the static, so.
Right.
Anyway, we're out of time, so you all have a good evening. And Hannah, if you want to look in the Parasha of Pinchas, in section 108, it's titled The Bird's Nest.
Yes, I know. I've been on the bird's nest 3 nights. Very
right.
Enlightening. Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom. You all have a good day.
You too.